Dear Nan, you died on a Tuesday. Given how much you hated Tuesdays, it makes sense it would cement its place in history as the worst day ever. Uncle Bill gave me this notebook, the special one you got for me, right after your funeral. That was about a month ago now. I like the cats and the laser beams on the cover, and I've already stuck a jet sticker on the back. I think I've read the letter you wrote for me on the first few pages over 30 times. I even have parts of it memorized. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write back. Maybe you weren't expecting me to write you a letter. Maybe you were hoping I would fill the pages with thoughts about the new hobby you asked me to start. I know learning how to knit tiny sweaters for stressed and featherless rescue parrots helped distract you after Mom died. I know that's why you want me to start a hobby. For the record, I couldn't care less about ferret racing or palm reading, but thanks for the suggestions. So much has happened that I don't have any space in my brain for a new hobby, no matter how much you think it will help. I've been dreading writing to you about what's been going on because almost none of it is good news. But I need your advice, which is why I'm writing you this letter in the first place. In fourth grade, when we were doing that essay project, Ms. Lee, my ELA teacher, do you remember her? Told us that using lots of interesting details and dialogue could help make our writing feel real. And if I make it real enough, maybe you'll find a way to answer me back. You even said yourself, if anyone can find a way to communicate from the afterlife, it's you. All I know is that I need to feel like that's possible right now, really, really badly. So, I'm going to try to write about it exactly like it happened. The first piece of bad news is that your funeral wasn't anything like what you wanted it to be. There were no disco balls, no open bar, no karaoke. It was so serious, so final. You would have hated it. Uncle Bill made me wear black. When I told him it wasn't anything like what you would have wanted, he said,
"If it had been the funeral Ma wanted, Elton John would have performed."
I crossed my arms. "Then you should have hired Elton John." He rolled his eyes at me.
"Aw, come on. Not you too."
I can't remember much from the actual funeral. Crystal and her family came, including her grandparents, two of her cousins, and her four-day-old baby brother, Charlie. Crystal sat next to me and never once let go of my hand, even though she hates how my palms always get so sweaty. What I can remember most is how swollen and puffy my face felt, and that the visiting area smelled like old soup and stale coffee. Uncle Bill and I went straight back to our apartment after the funeral was over. That leads me to my second piece of bad news. I flopped down on the couch without taking off my shoes, which I know is a bad habit. But even the idea of reaching down to slip them off seemed like too much effort. My whole body was buzzing with exhaustion, even my brain. Most of all, my brain. I could sleep for a million years.
"Yeah, hey Mo, can we talk?"
Uncle Bill had his shoes on too. He also still had on his suit jacket, even though it was a muggy, too hot for May day. He kept rubbing the palm of his hand back and forth across his shaved head. "Talk about what?" As you know, Uncle Bill always rubs his head when he's bluffing in poker and is about to lose big. The fact that he was doing it now was making me nervous. "Is everything okay?"